We have an ageing population, and that means increasing numbers of us are going to require care in homes like the one we featured earlier on in the programme today. Better data collecting initiatives like Vivaldi are surely going to be a necessary step in preparing for the future. But what do our policymakers think of the project? Well, Deborah Sturdy is the chief nurse for adult social care in England. What's her take on Vivaldi, I wondered.
It's absolutely fundamental. Data is information, and if we act on that information, we can improve things. And when I started in this role, I knew that one of the things I wanted to focus on was research because of that paucity of information and data in social care. So we've commissioned work around nursing research. We've appointed the first professor of social care nursing. So yeah, absolutely. Vivaldi is a critical part of that, building our evidence and using that information, like I say, to improve our skill set of our enormous social care workforce, 1.7 million, bigger than the NHS, actually helping them to have the requisite skills that they need to do their job well and to meet the ambition of making social care a great place to work and a great place to be looked after.
As chief nurse for adult social care, what would you like to see as the first questions being answered by a system like this? Where are the real priorities that you're someone in your position is going to turn to people running these sorts of studies and say, I want the answer to this, this and this. This will help me to lobby governments and policymakers to make sure we can effect real meaningful change.
One of the things for me, one of my kind of personal priorities, I think, is very much around the quality of experience of care. We need to have consistency. It's about what does it feel like for the person who's in receipt of those services. So I think capturing things in real time and start seeing from those patterns good practice. And I think one of the things we're great at across health and social care is talking about the bad stuff, but never the good stuff. So how do we capture good stuff that's going on, and how do we then replicate that, and what are the factors that influence that that mean that we can do that consistently across the piece? So that for me is really important. I think where Vivaldi started around that whole infection space is really important, particularly with the vulnerable populations that we look after in social care. You know, if we look at the populations of people who live in care homes, you know, estimated around 70% of those people are living with some cognitive impairment. So what can we learn from that? And another area that I think we need to do much more work on is not just that general older population, but the aging population of people with learning disability and autism as well. What can we learn about those fundamentals of care in those settings as well? Because I think there's a real, if I think there's a paucity in social care per se around research and evidence, I think for that particular group, there's even less around and so important as we see people who are living much later into older age with learning disability and autism. So there's a lot of stuff we can do in that space. We're not even, I think, thinking about it in the way we need to be.
And as they say, knowledge is power. Deborah Sturdy there. She's chief nurse for adult social care in England.